This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Mitch Bertlieb. A windstorm blew through Vermont on Sunday, knocking out power to thousands of homes and businesses all around the state. Utilities say that these outages are so scattered, with trees down across a wide swath of the state instead of concentrated in one area, that it's been a slow process to bring power back to homes and businesses. This morning, around 8,000 people are still without electricity, affecting every county save Bennington to this point. And it could be into the weekend before all the power is restored. And joining us now on the line is Erica Borneman, Director of Vermont Emergency Management, to tell us more. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you. Good morning.
So, Erica, if you're one of those people who have been without power since Sunday, you're probably feeling pretty frustrated right now. We can't tell each person when their power is going to be coming back on, but Green Mountain Power said yesterday that for people in Middlebury, Vergennes, Royalton, Milton, St. Albans, those areas, it could be Friday night before the power comes back on. Does that sound about right to you?
Yeah, and that's consistent with what they've told us as well. And certainly when you get down to the last outages, you're dealing with the most difficult and the most complicated ones to get people back on. So they're working really hard. They've been working around the clock the entire week. And, you know, this morning we're right down around 8,000 outages, and that is down from a peak of around 80,000 on Monday. So they've just been doing monumental work throughout the week, and we really commend them. But you're right. For able-bodied young people, they've got to be really feeling the wear of this. But this is really taxing on the elderly and those people with functional needs. We're really encouraging neighbors to check on neighbors, even if you don't know them very well. Just check on your neighbors and see if they're doing all right.
And what should people do at this point if they're still in the dark?
We have several different shelter locations throughout the state, and overnight, Milton, Barry, and Middlebury had Red Cross shelters open. In addition to that, the National Guard has graciously opened several of their armories during the day to visitors who just want to charge up their cell phones or use the facilities, potentially get a hot cup of coffee if they're there. Even in addition to that, several towns, especially in the Addison County and in Ginning County area, have opened up daytime warming centers. And those folks are, you know, providing, you know, coffee, facilities, showers. And we really want people to know that shelters are not an all or nothing deal. You don't have to go and spend the night. If you want to go and just get a hot shower, you know, just have some downtime, some place to warm up, It's a good place to go. It's not like they're strangers running the shelters. They're your friends and neighbors that are running those shelters, and they're there for you.
That's a big deal, especially without the running water. I think that's been one of the most frustrating things for people. We're hearing also that if you've been without power for a while, you know, you might want to think about checking out what's in your refrigerator because food can spoil. I'm wondering, what are the kind of things that officials at emergency management start to worry about when there are these extended power outages? What are some of the things that start to concern you?
Our biggest concern is people getting creative with heating sources and the threat for carbon monoxide and fire. Folks may resort to using generators or heating sources that they're not used to using. Maybe they are on loan from somebody else. And those things really need to be properly hooked up. They need to be properly vented, or else you'll be dealing with some serious carbon monoxide issues. We've already had reports this week of emergency services having to respond to folks with carbon monoxide issues. So we really urge people to stay very cautious with using those alternate heat sources. Make sure that they're properly vented, you know how to use them, and so that you don't put yourselves or your family at risk.
How do you prepare for the next big power outage? We know this isn't going to be the last one.
No, and certainly we haven't, you know, it's been cold this week, but it hasn't been, you know, drastically cold. And our biggest concern for power outages in Vermont are the times when it's 0 degrees or 10 degrees out. And so we continue to prepare with the American Red Cross, Agency of Human Services, to ensure that we're able to provide services to people that need them and make them available for folks if they need them. But I also really urge people to, power outages happen in Vermont, and messy winters happen in Vermont. It is not a secret. So people really need to be prepared for an extended power outage. And, you know, a lot of people can help themselves and help their neighbors by ensuring that they have multiple days of non-perishable food ready, ensuring that you have plenty of batteries in your flashlights, and, you know, all of those basic preparedness things, and making sure you have an alternate plan. You know, if you have a friend or a family member that you can go and stay with, it's better than sticking around in a cold bed for several days. So really making sure that people can keep themselves prepared is the front line measure.
And Erica, finally, for people who are just wondering, when is my power going to be back on? As you've mentioned, the crews are out working, men and women working very hard, working overtime. You don't want to bother them, obviously. They're trying to get the power back on. Is there a way for people to find out a number they can call, or is it just going to their individual power company and saying, look, do you know when my lights may be back on? I live in this area, X, Y, or Z.
You know, certainly several years ago, it was you had to call your power company and wait on the line to find out when your power was going to be back on. And these days, if you have internet service or you are able to check on your phone, a lot of folks can get those alerts through their utilities. But if you can't do that, you know, certainly call and make sure to talk to them, especially if you have some medical needs or functional needs that the power company needs to know that you're there and needs to know that you need to have, you know, a little bit of priority to get your power back on. But, you know, certainly the best way is to talk with the utility to see when exactly you can get that power back on.
And we're hearing about the number 211 for people to call. What do you find out if you call that number?
211 is a wonderful referral service available for all Vermonters. So folks can call if they're looking for the shelter locations. They can also call if they have some other needs. Take some time and talk with a call taker at 211. And it's not just about where shelters are, although they have those locations, but they can also talk through maybe if they're in need of some additional services in their area. 211 is a great resource for Vermonters to talk with them.
Erica Bornemann is Director of Vermont Emergency Management. Thank you so much for taking the time today.
Thank you, and stay safe.